Okay, it's 3:01, and I would like to call this March 30th, 2020 emergency meeting to order. Before Madam Clerk calls roll, I want to remind everybody that this meeting is being recorded. We're gonna try to just have me on camera so that the internet works smoothly. And for those of you who haven't heard this yet, if you press your spacebar on your laptop or your computer, it should temporarily unmute you so we can go through, or we don't have to go through and unmute everybody. So that's just a handy little tool. Madam Clerk, could I get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Owens?
Here.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Mayor Cassapit? Councilmember Warner?
Here.
Councilmember Clark? Councilmember Van der Zanden?
Here.
There are 5 members present and a quorum exists.
Okay, on to Mayor's request for agenda changes. I would like to remove agenda item 10, new business C, which is CY 2014, a resolution for emergency management. The council decided that we'd like to continue to work on this resolution until, at the next work session on April 6th. Is there any council comment? Okay, are there any objections to setting the agenda? Hearing no objections, the agenda is set by unanimous consent. Okay, and just for another reminder, if anybody just called in again, if you want to make public comment on non-agenda items, which is next on our agenda, go ahead and just press your space bar and you can be temporarily unmuted. So this portion is for public comment on non-agenda items, which is not intended for discussion, but council may ask for clarification. Is there any comment on non-agenda items? Okay, seeing none, on to new business. We're gonna move on to CY 2012, a resolution by the City of Gustavus mandating social distance. And I would like to move to adopt CY 2012, a resolution by the City of Gustavus mandating social distancing.
Seconded by Councilwoman.
Okay, thank you, Susan. It's been moved and seconded, moved by me and seconded by Councilmember Warner. I'd like to provide a summary of this resolution. Implementing Alaska State Health Mandate 11, mandating social distancing, also known as City of Gustavus COVID-19 Rule 1. This resolution acknowledges the state's mandate for social distancing in an effort to reduce the risk of spreading the virus. The purpose of adopting this resolution is to present the information in a way that recognizes and accepts the procedures issued by the governor and incorporates them as local procedures. This resolution memorializes State Healthy Mandate 11 as a City of Gustavus proclamation and formally implements the protocols issued by the state. I would now like to allow people to take a moment to look over the resolution on the screen, and then I will invite public comment. If any members of the public would like to make public comment, now is a time you can do that. If you're finding that you're having trouble unmuting yourself, you can also raise your hand by going to the participants button in the bottom of your Zoom screen, and that should open up a smaller window where it shows you a button that you can hit to raise your hand. Okay, seeing no public comment, I'd like to, somebody is on the conference call that would like to speak. Okay, I'd like to invite council comment. Okay, seeing no hands raised for council comment, I'd like to put the question to a vote. Madam Clerk, can I have a roll call, please? To adopt motion. Sorry, was somebody else speaking? Mike, did you have something?
No, I just noticed there are buttons for yes or no, and you can click on the yes button and it comes up. So that's one way for you to see the votes. I just hit the yes button.
Okay, thanks.
Shows up as a green check on the participants list.
Okay, sounds good. I'm not sure if the general public can see that, so maybe just for that sake, we'll also do the audio, but it's sure. Good to know that it's there. Thank you. Question to vote on CY 2012, a resolution by the City of Gustavus mandating social distance. Madam Clerk, can I get a roll call?
Madam Clerk is muted.
Huh. Councilmember Taylor?
Yes. Sorry, I had to unmute again, I guess.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark? Okay, it doesn't look like he's made it yet. He's been trying. Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Mayor Cassapit? Okay, we don't have him yet either. And Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, motion passes. 5 in favor, 0 not in favor.
Okay.
Okay, on to item 10B, CY20-13, a resolution by the City of Gustavus regarding travel into and out of Gustavus. I move to adopt CY20-13, a resolution by the City of Gustavus regarding travel into and out of Gustavus. Can I get a second, please?
Seconded by Councilwoman Warner.
Thank you. It's been moved by me and seconded by Susan. I'd like to give an explanation for the public of this resolution. Resolution CY20-13, a resolution implementing Alaska State Health Mandate 12 regarding travel into and out of Gustavus, also known as City of Gustavus COVID-19 Rule 2. This resolution acknowledges the state's mandate for limiting travel between communities to critical infrastructure or critical personal needs. The resolution accepts the protocols of the mandate in an effort to reduce the risk of spreading the virus. The purpose of adopting this resolution is to present the information in a way that recognizes and accepts the procedures issued by the governor and incorporates them as local procedures. This resolution memorializes State Healthy Mandate 12 as a City of Gustavus proclamation and formally implements the protocols issued by the state. And we would like to allow folks to go ahead and look over the resolution, and then I will welcome public comment. Okay, is there any public comment on this resolution? Okay, go ahead, Tosh.
Yeah, hopefully you can hear me because my internet's not the best out here.
We got you.
Okay. The comment I had was something I submitted in writing. It was a little expansion on that. It has to do with the last paragraph in Section 5, duties of air carriers. I understand that's pretty much a direct copy, obviously, of the state mandate. And I just wanted to point out that hopefully that's not putting us in a corner for future expansion of mandates if we need to have the airlines be part of that. I have been down watching what's going on at Seaplanes. There are still people coming in from out of town, hugging each other, jumping in cars together, people coming from down south. I'm getting phone calls from people wanting me to book their cars from Juneau to Gustavus, their vehicles. And when I'm asking them, how you plan on getting here, they say, well, we're just going to fly. In fact, I had a call from someone, I think yesterday, coming from Juneau, who had just driven from down south. After I talked to them, I said, how do you plan to get out here? They said, we're just going to call the airlines. And then they text me back and said, yeah, they got tickets, no problem. So I just want to make everyone aware that despite the main state mandate really restricting interstate travel, it's not working. And if we want to protect Gustavus, we may have to in the future clown on that further. I just wanted to make sure that that paragraph doesn't paint us in a corner in case we need the, you know, the airlines help on that.
Okay, thanks, Toshua. Do any council members have questions for Toshua?
This is Mike Taylor. thank you, Toshua, for that point and observation. It does look like it's also an issue in Juneau with people coming in and walking right by the form table or whatever it is and ignoring it. So my feeling is that that we have the provisions within this, especially at the end, saying that we can you know, make changes, particularly based on change updates that the state would give us. And so we do have some flexibility there. But I wonder if you have any particular suggestions about how we ought to deal with that. We have limited enforcement ability, presumably we'd have to have somebody down there from the city monitoring who's coming in and all of that. Do you have any suggestions for how we might do that?
I'll tell you, Mike, it's tricky. I know Angoon has banned any non-residents from entering the city. In fact, there's even a boat anchored off the shore of Angoon right now weathering a storm, and they're having a big conniption about making sure people watch it to make sure no one comes to shore. So they've, you know, other towns have kind of taken this to an extreme, although honestly you kind of understand why. Our infrastructure in this small of a town can't handle it if it gets here. We have very limited EMS capability, and heaven forbid they get sick, then we're in big trouble. As far as how do you regulate it, how do you enforce it, that's obviously a major problem. I had mentioned on Facebook some discussion about possibly some kind of travel declaration that people would have to fill out before getting on the airline in Juneau, where they would have to declare what exemption they are flying under to be able to come in here. Because right now, literally, from what I understand, Seaplane's only responsibility, or any airline for that matter, is to ask, are you legal to travel? And they answer yes. Well, the reality is almost everyone's going to answer that way. So if there was a declaration they had to fill out with their name and information, where they were going to quarantine in Gustavus, why they have legitimate reason to fly, stuff like that, it may at least make them think twice. But again, how do you enforce something like that if someone wants to do it anyways? It's really hard to say. I don't know how Angoon's enforcing what they're doing as a community. And I don't know. I know, you know, some people are going to try to get a hold of them maybe and see if they could get some information on that, but it is difficult to figure out what to enforce.
Thank you, Toshua. I think that's going to be a work in progress for a while. I appreciate your ideas and anything else you come up with as we move forward, please let us know. We're all a bit of a loss for how to make that work.
Right.
Is there any other council comment for Toshua? Okay, is there any other public comment on this resolution?
This is Colleen. I have a comment.
Okay, go ahead, Colleen.
Yeah, I hear what Toshua is saying. You have all heard how I feel about it. And Councilman Taylor, if we wait and work on this, it's going to be too late. And I really cannot encourage people enough to consider that this virus is here and to act accordingly. If you really, really want to shut the door, if you really want to keep this virus out of here, you need to act now. So, you know, we have one provider who has like one Ambu bag. They might have another one on the ambulance. I mean, we have no way of dealing with this should this get in our town, and people are going to die. So without being, you know, overly hysterical about this, I have no way of encouraging you to act quickly. And we may not have a way to enforce this, but we could have someone meet the one or two flights a day that are coming in from Juneau with a piece of paper that says, where are you going to quarantine yourself? And have them sign a sheet of paper that says that that's what they're going to do. Because if we don't do something, we're going to be standing around 2 weeks from now saying, gosh, I wish we would have gotten on that sooner. That's all I have.
Thank you, Colleen. Is there any council questions for Colleen? Go ahead, Susan.
Well, rather than looking at it from an enforcement lens, this is for Colleen and for Atashua. What if we relied yet still on our Gustavus way of what if we plastered the Seaplanes building with signs that say, if you wish entry into Gustavus, you are agreeing to self-quarantine for 14 days. And leave it up to people to honor that and do that. I mean, we're Gustavus. We can make up our own rules. And rather than worrying about enforcement, simply getting the information out that that's what Gustavus wants, is for anybody coming from anywhere to self-quarantine for 14 days. And I think if I read the resolution correctly, and maybe we'll get to more of this when it comes to the table for council comment, it seems like this wording of the resolution allows for that. So if we just posted that, Colleen and Tashua, do you think that that would address the issue sufficiently?
I was going to let Colleen go first if she had something to say.
Yes, I'm sorry. I believe it's a start, and I think we should do that tomorrow. And I think that the way, you're right, Susan, the way that we need to approach this without enforcement is education. And I think that, you know, just letting people know that this is what we want, if you want to be a good neighbor, this is what you're going to do. But this is small communities all over the United States are dealing with this right now. And people are going to make decisions based on their own needs. And that's not always going to be in our best interest, sadly.
Just to add what Colleen said, I would agree that that would be helpful. I think it's tough in the business. I think the reason you have Colleen and us kind of like this, we're responsible for kind of essential businesses, keeping things going. I've got staff out there as we're on this meeting right now on the line, and we have to be there. We don't have a choice, but I'm very cognizant of the fact that their safety is number one, and also the safety of the whole community. If this breaks out here, it could break down our transportation chain. It could break down our food chain. It could break down the fuel. It could break down a lot of things. And we do not have the ability to handle it medically. And I'm hopeful that we can keep it out of Gustavus, but almost the only way to keep it out, it may already be here. Who knows? But if there's any way we could keep it out of here, we should do whatever we need to do to make that happen. I think the economic fallout from this is going to happen no matter what. It's not going to get any worse. So closing it off as much as possible, I think at this point, is probably prudent. And so, yes,
putting flyers up would be great. There are still people that are going to violate that for their own needs because they want to be here. Like I said, what I watched today is a lot of people get off hugging each other and climbing in vehicles full of people. Now, are those people are staying in the same house and all self-quarantining? Are they dropping them off at someone else's house? You know, I'm texting people at the store saying, hey, here's who's coming off the airplane. Here's who they're getting in a car with. Don't let any of these people in the store because we're trying to stop this. But the reality is we can't do that with everyone. I don't necessarily have an answer other than I think we probably need to do quite a bit more than we're talking about at the moment.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tashua and Colleen. I'd like to go ahead and let Travis speak.
Hello. I just want to let everybody know that after these two resolutions are passed by the city, there is a plan that I have to make a flyer that is going to be generated at Seaplane so that people do have that. The mandate from the governor was just passed on Friday, and today's Monday, and you guys are just doing this resolution. So in order for me to do a lot of that stuff, I just have to have these things in place and make sure that what wording is different and from the state's mandate. So I'm giving out the right stuff and all that. So thank you for caring about all that, and awesome that you guys are bringing it up, but it is on my plan of stuff to do. We are planning on putting out a lot of new education around the community in various spots that is directed in a lot of different ways so that we can try to hit people in different spots than just the post office and just on Facebook. So there is going to be a whole lot after these resolutions especially get passed. You'll see a whole lot of new public education in the form of signage in various different spots around town. All stuff that we talked about earlier today and getting some help doing. The one thing that I've been trying to stress around town and to the community is what social distancing really is. And if everybody can help really educate people on that, and I see people breaking it all the time when it really comes down to it, is that even though you have family in town and you live right next door and they're your cousin, it doesn't mean you go over to their house and play. That means you stay out of those households, you give up those fun times for a little bit, and we really hunker down and stay inside. And if you want to go and exercise on the trails with your friend, drive in separate cars, walk 6 feet apart from each other, talk louder, whatever that case might be. We're allowed to get out. We're allowed to do those things, but we really just have to make sure that we're keeping those distances and practicing safe hygiene methods. But I see a lot of groups of kids walking up and down the streets that are mixed households, and that's easy ways to transport this stuff from house to house. So anything that everybody, there's 25 people on here, and if you guys go off and tell 5 people in the community, that's spread the word a lot more and made it a lot more personal. So please, anything that you guys can do is also going to help from the public on really basically calling those people out and telling them that they're doing it wrong and how they can tighten up their game. So thanks for everybody, especially Tosh and all those businesses. They've stepped up and doing incredible without being asked to do anything and going above and beyond what the mandates even say. So I really appreciate everybody doing what they're doing to try to keep it out of here and not ever allowing it to come in. So
thanks, Travis. Is there any council question for Travis? Okay, go ahead.
Hi, this is Chris, and I really think that getting the word out before people get here or to Alaska Seaplane so people can prepare for being quarantined is going to be real important. It was great that Mike Taylor sent me a message before I got here, so I knew I'd be isolating. Thanks, everyone, for all your help. It's really important. While I have the microphone, I just want to say the two section fours in this resolution are a little bit, make this a little bit confusing. So I don't know if you can combine those two section fours on this resolution
it would make more sense to me. It was a little bit difficult to read. Okay. I think there's two paragraphs. They both have section four. I think it's just one paragraph and it needs to run together. And then it makes more sense to me.
Okay, thank you for that. Are there any council questions for Chris? Okay, go ahead, Nicole Gruey. Oh, sorry, Mike, did you have something?
Oh, I just wanted to ask Chris if it, I think this is just a typo, and do you think it'd be clear enough if we were to just remove the word section four in the second paragraph, and so the second paragraph is just another paragraph under section four, that would make it more clear?
Yes, I think that'd work, or just put it all in the paragraph above, so there's just one block of text for section four. Either way would make it easier to read.
I think we can do that administratively without an amendment. It's really just a typo.
Yep, Karen just confirmed that she can just change that before we publish it. Thank you. Okay, now go ahead, Nicole. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. A couple quick comments. I'm supportive of this resolution. I'm over in Juneau, clearly, having just gotten home from Oregon and being there all winter. I think I am totally in agreement with Colleen that if you do something like this, it's better to do it early rather than later. You guys are in a great position over there. My one recommendation, though, in Section 3, the prohibition on interstate travel, I would appreciate something being added to the clause that would help someone like myself if there was a known property threat to deal with. So for instance, if my place burnt down or was burglarized, that would make it allowable for me to come and secure my property. And on a final note, a final question actually is on the effective date. So what would you be reevaluating on April 11th? I think you should just put this into effect through April 30th, so for the full month, and then I'm just thinking maybe you had a reason for reevaluation, but it seems to be like this is a really sound and strategic resolution, and I would just make it for the month. And also prepare yourselves for the long haul, because that is my direction from the federal government here in Juneau. We're making plans for multi-months of no travel and teleworking from home and everything that goes with that. Thank you, I'm done.
Thank you, Nicole. Is there any question from the council for Nicole? Go ahead, Shelley.
I would ask if Nicole could repeat the language that she just made about property, danger to property.
Sure. Thanks, Shelley. I was trying to kind of wordsmith it here as I'm listening to you guys. But to remedy known or imminent threats to the property. And I'm just trying to like think of, for instance, flooding. I have been subject to flooding or burglary or just that idea. And I don't think I quite have the right words. I can kind of sit and think on it for another minute here, but to resolve known property threats, something like that. You don't want people coming over just to occupy their home and bringing viruses with them. But if there is an issue, I think folks that are property owners in town should be able to come to town, check on their property, adhere to the 14-day, or somehow self-certify that they're healthy, which is what we're doing in Juneau now. Not just at the airport, but actually to go into government buildings even. So, but yeah, I'm still kind of struggling with the language. Maybe somebody there has a better idea, but it's under the critical personal needs as defined by, and you have a whole list of clauses here about obtaining services, dealing with child custody, but there was nothing about remedying known property threats. Actually, maybe that's it, to remedy known property threats. Secure personal property would be another one. But like I said, I don't, I understand you wouldn't want to open the door. And this is the current resolution's only for the next month. I can't perceive there'd be a problem. You already have enforcement problems, but the way it's written now, it really addresses obtaining services that some may be essential, some may not. I mean, some of that's subjective in there. And I just would like to acknowledge that there are people that have property in town that have had known problems in the past, and hopefully nothing occurs over the next month, but it might be something you want to consider. I'm done. Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole. Is there any other council question for Nicole? Okay, I think next is Justin Marchbank.
Just a quick, just a comment. We have two members on the council that have extensive law experience, one in enforcement and one is an attorney. And I hope that we can hear from them during council comments, discussion, their thoughts on some way to enforce these things that we are trying to get done. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin. Is there any council question for Justin? Go ahead, Shelley.
I guess just to respond to Justin's comment, the state troopers are an enforcement entity, and these since these resolutions are being drafted to conform to the governor's, the state's mandates, that it would probably be our resource.
Okay, I think Shelley, is there anything else for Justin from the council? Joe Clark, did you have something?
Couldn't you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I've been having problems with my internet. I think the state troopers would be our first line if there is a problem, but I agree with the education part of it, signage at the airport. I know there are people that I know personally that have self-quarantined in Juneau that own homes here in Gustavus and are still concerned about getting here. I think people that do have a place to self-quarantine should be allowed to come to Gustavus and self-quarantine as long as they're up to speed with the distancing guidelines. That would be a real plus. But to shut people out who are residents and own homes, I think that's kind of punitive. But my enforcement ideas are education and state police if there is an actual problem. There you go.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Is there any other council comment for Justin Marchbanks? Okay, next on public comment is Kenneth.
This is Diane Clowender.
Hi.
Hi. We're in Arizona City, and we chose not to come back right now, but just to stay down here where we're safe. But I would like to comment on what Toshua and Colleen had to say, and I would agree with them. I think it seems like you could work out something formally with seaplanes where they fill out a form, and you have the form when they come in, so there should be some way to track people that come in and make sure that they do quarantine in place, because you have the opportunity to stop this before it gets out of hand. And if it does get out of hand in Gustavus, that's a very serious thing. So I think it needs to be more formal, where they fill out something at Seaplanes in Juneau or bring it to someone in Gustavus, and then someone follows up and makes sure that yes, they are there and they are quarantining, so that you don't have anything get started. That's just my thought after being down here in the lower 48, and we tried to travel back to get to Alaska and got as far as Oregon, and things just sounded so dire in Washington, and we just decided to turn around and come back here and be safe. And I think you just need to take all the precautions you can to keep this out of Gustavus. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. I think Travis would like to speak to that. Go ahead, Travis.
Not really. I accidentally hit the button. But I will state that during the press conference that the governor gave on this mandate, out of his own mouth, he stated that this is an unenforceable mandate and that there's nothing that we can really do like law enforcement wise to do this. It's basically just education and basically personal shaming the people is what he said at that press conference, if anybody caught it. So it sucks that there's nothing that we can do there. I really feel like it could have been a little bit better on that end. And but I think one thing that I think that we're on the right track with this. And I really think that we, when these are done, we'll put out some good stuff, really recommending residents don't come back and all of that good stuff. So I think we're on the right track. Sorry, I hit the hand raise button, but I guess I got to talk again. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Travis. Is there any council comment? Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, I think that the entry form is an excellent idea, and it should be voluntary at this point. There is no way to, as the governor said, there is no way to issue a misdemeanor citation or anything like that here. But example, and I hate to use the word shame, but just be forthright with people that you see that are not complying with the self-distancing rules and the self-quarantine rules. I think most people want to comply. I've been out on the road. I see several people. I don't know if they live in groups and or things like that. And I'm hesitant to stop them and say, hey, what you doing? We just don't have that sort of thing in place here in Gustavus. It'd be nice if we had something like that for a short time, but we don't. I just think that we should be an example to others and be polite when we do it. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Joe Vander Zanden, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know how much we can expect from seaplanes, but it seemed to me like once people are on the ground here, it's a little late possibly to start education. If seaplanes would cooperate, it seems to be more effective that if they had a form to hand people in Juneau once they asked to come out here, that they could just say, if you want to travel to Gustavus, you're required to read this and sign that you've read it. And they're sitting around waiting on a plane anyway, so they would have time. Here, they'd put it in their pocket and maybe read it later. But I don't know if seaplanes would cooperate in that way. I wouldn't expect them to try to enforce anything, but it seems better on that end. And also that if they could make masks available to people, because they may have quarantined for 2 weeks, but they're getting on a plane with a stranger and sitting a foot away, and that all seemed a little dicey to me. That's it.
Thank you, Joe. Go ahead, Mike.
I guess we're still asking questions of Travis, keeping track of this. Travis, what would you think if we were to supply copies of the forms to seaplanes, the state form that they're using for people coming into the state, and ask them to have anybody flying to Gustavus fill out that form at their counter, or and maybe give it to the pilot to bring over so that they have it filled out in advance, and then anybody getting off here, the pilot could turn it over. You know, if we have somebody from the city monitoring this as they come in, or the seaplane's desk as they come in, could collect those forms. It probably would make the most sense if we actually had a city official there of some kind, those two flights a day to collect those forms as they come in. But we could use the state form, I think. Travis, what do you think?
Just number one, seaplanes, just so everybody knows it's listening, seaplanes is down to one flight a day. That's what Johan told me today. So we're down to one flight. We could make a form, or that's even just edit it and say Gustavus. But once we collect it, what are we going to do with it after that? Who's going to spend the man time or volunteer hours to go and check in on all these people to make sure that they're following those things? What do we do if they break those things? Because we, like we've said a few times, and a few people have said, there's no, we can't really enforce it. And even if they do, there's nothing that we can do after the fact there. Also, I'm with Joe Vanderzanden on this. I don't think Seaplanes is going to want to do that unless they're doing that for all of their communities where they fly to. Just to do it for Gustavus, I mean, I can write an email and start the conversation at minimum and see what they say, but I'm going to just jump out on a limb and say that that's not going to be what they want to do. But I will try and see what they say, but I will be drawing up documentation that talks about quarantining and the two different types of quarantine that are here, the international, interstate, and then the intrastate, and then I'll be handing those out, but I don't know how we would enforce it and how if somebody has an idea, they can email it to me. And if people want to help that process, they can email me and call me. Everybody has my numbers. It's been all over the place, and I'm more than happy to take suggestions and figure out a way to make that happen.
Thanks, Travis. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I'm looking at the State of Alaska mandatory declaration form in large type. It says mandatory 14-day quarantine for all incoming passengers. If we just asked Juno seaplanes to hand those out to people to fill out, and we had a drop box for people to drop them when they get to Gustavus, why would we need to make any different form or invent any new laws or rules? Why don't we just use the state form and do it that way and keep it simple?
Sorry, Susan, can I reply, Madam Mayor? Anyways, we can do that and use that form, but that mandatory isolation that form is talking about is just for international and interstate, not intrastate or inter-Alaska travel. There's not that enforcement that we can apply on that. We can have them sign the form and we can file it in a file, but I don't know what you guys want me to do with it or what we're going to do with it after we get that form and file it. Like I said, I'll talk to seaplanes and see if they're interested in doing that, but my guess is until it becomes a mandate by the governor to do, they're going to just say no at this point. But like I said, I'll start the
Okay, thanks, everybody. I feel like we're getting a little off track from the resolution. So we can come back to those comments at a later date if everybody's okay with that. Chris Nemeth, you've had your hand up for a while. Go
and give them the information at the desk and people can file these forms. And whatever happened to calling the clinic when you arrived? That was, I thought, on an earlier version someplace that when you arrived, you're supposed to call the clinic and tell them you were self-isolating. Is that, has that just gone away with this new resolution?
Go ahead, Susan.
Call the clinic.
Okay. Is there any other public comment on this resolution?
This is Kimber. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Kimber.
Hey, okay. Well, I just did just get an email last night from Alaska Seaplanes that Gustavus is down to one flight a day. And it sounds like they're putting in a set of the state mandates for following the same thing with their airline. So they don't want anybody getting on the plane that hasn't been in quarantine. So they may already be addressing this whole situation. That's it.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Kimber. Is there any council comment for
Hello, this is okay. Cal. I'm not sure how this app is working for me, but I just got on about a half an hour ago I got on, and I'm not sure I have this app loaded right because I don't see a flag where I can raise my hand or anything, and I think it shows me as Samsung Galaxy S8.
Just to make your point.
But I've been listening, and so are we done with public comments now? That's the question I was asking. And then the other issue was I wanted to talk a bit about what this actually does. And I heard some stuff about enforceability and all, and I wanted to talk on that. So are we at council deliberation now?
No, we've got a few people on the conference call that I was just going to check in with real quick. If you can just hold off for a second. Okay, no public comment from the folks on the conference call. So Cal, sorry, is there any other public comment from folks on the Zoom? Okay, it's up for council deliberation and debate. Cal, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. I'm not sure if you've got that, but we'll just get it here. Okay. Okay, so Cal, now you're unmuted.
Now I'm unmuted. Okay, thank you. So, yeah, the way I view this particular, this resolution is that it basically mirrors what the state has as far as the requirements and all as far as interstate travel. So if somebody was coming here from down south or somewhere else, they would have to do the 14 days. And what the little addition that we do is put the 14 days additionally on to people traveling from within Alaska here. And then whether or not we have a form they fill out. I think the issue comes is the enforceability of our little piece for within Alaska travel, and then what kind of follow-up and enforcement that we're going to do. And I guess that's the question that we need to talk about and deliberate. I just wanted to make sure we focus on that when we continue talking about this.
Go ahead, Shelley.
If this is an appropriate time, I'd like to make a motion to amend the resolution, item 10B, CY20-13. Let's see, any person traveling to Gustavus must complete a mandatory State of Alaska travel declaration form prior to travel and to deposit it in the designated repository on arrival in Gustavus. And to comply with the requirements of State of Alaska Health Mandate 10. And I'm not sure what that looks like written out, but could I make some comment at this point?
Sure. Karen just asked if you could type that out in the chat so that we have it in writing exactly how you would like it, please.
And I'll second that. This is Taylor.
Thanks, Mike.
I don't see a chat button.
Okay.
Oh, I do down here. Okay. Can I speak to it first before I type it up? Okay, you're muted. So, I did see, I did read your lips.
Well, yeah, just sorry. Hold on, Shelley. Sorry, I was just confirming with Karen. So, the amendment's been moved by Shelley and seconded by Mike. So we'll get that in writing. So yeah, go ahead, Shelley, with your comment. Thanks.
Just 2 points. I'm referencing the health mandate number 10. We're already these two resolutions will be in compliance with health mandates 11 and 12. That's my reason for including mandate 10. Health mandate 12 also provides, which this resolution is, a small community emergency travel order. So that's our authority to do so. And when the language that I use comply with the requirements of health mandate number 10, that mandate is punishable by a fine up to $25,000 or imprisonment of not more than 1 year or both, and then gives the statutory. So I don't know the legality of that, but I don't think that being concerned about enforceability at this point should be direct us to prevent us from taking action. Oh, and then I guess, okay, I'm sorry, I'll go ahead and type it up now.
Thank
and,
you.
Yeah, Madam Clerk, I guess I'm sorry. This should be new section 5, and existing section 5 should be renumbered section 6. Huh. Type message here. Okay. I'm going to mute myself. Yeah.
Shelley, hold on just a second. Karen has requested that you please write exactly also where you want it. So right. Exactly what you would like written, exactly where you'd like it in the resolution, please.
difficult.
Okay, go ahead, Mike. Mike, did you have any council comment?
Sorry, I guess I was muted. Didn't realize it. Thank you. Yeah, first off, Shelley and others have done a great job on these two resolutions. I really appreciate the work on it. There seemed to be some, in one of the emails at least, maybe some confusion about whether somebody might have to do two quarantines or something if they came up from the lower 48. And I just wanted to put forward that, you know, in voting for this, I'm assuming that if somebody comes into Juneau and then is going right on to Gustavus, they can indicate as they come into Juneau that they, on their form when they land for Juneau, that they are coming on to Gustavus. And so they don't have to wait in Juneau for 14 days or something like that. If there are some people who thought that might be the case, they should be able to continue right on through. And we're not doing anything here to suggest that they have to do an extra one in Juneau. We're just trying to assume. But however, if somebody lives in Juneau and is coming over here, then they have to. They also have to do. They have to do their quarantine here, of course, whether they're coming in from outside or coming from Juneau. So just a couple of points I wanted to make, that's all.
Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, just a suggestion to Shelley, might you consider putting your language as a second paragraph of section 4? That way you wouldn't have to bother Karen with trying to renumber sections and all that stuff. So it would be a second paragraph under section 4 and leave the same, and then the existing second paragraph would become the third paragraph. That might make it a little simpler.
I agree.
Go ahead, Joe Van der Zanden.
Yeah, I thought that whole idea of the drop box is a little awkward. There might be people that are chartering a plane in, a different plane or other carriers, and I don't know how you'd ever communicate, get everybody on the same page that way. I don't know if there's a better way of doing it. That's my comment.
Shelley, would you mind reading your amendment to the resolution one more time, please?
Okay, sure. The motion to amend is to section 10B CY 2013. Any person traveling to Gustavus must complete a State of Alaska travel declaration form, comma, deliver the form to the designated repository on arrival in Gustavus. And let's see, and comply with the requirements of, oh, wait a second, Health Mandate 10.
Thanks. I guess I agree with... Oh, sorry, Mike.
I'm confirming my second.
Yep, thanks. I agree with Joe Van der Zanden. I guess I'm having a hard time envisioning what that looks like. I don't think it's a bad idea, but I'm wondering how we go about enforcing that. Or are you imagining that it's a state mandated form that Seaplanes just has on hand?
Yeah, I think in the, is it okay for me, Doc? Since you're addressing me. Yeah, since the I think we can probably work out those details in one of the, you know, Travis's brochures or handouts that he's going to provide. Designated repository seems a little, it's a little cumbersome to me too, but we, if we could, you know, what language we want it, we want them to pick it up. We can provide them with, you know, where they can locate it, you know, which they can download, or we can ask Seaplanes if they can have some on hand, maybe both. And then we want them to fill it out and deliver it to some place or person on arrival in Gustavus. And I think the value of it, I mean, just doing this for one thing is going to have a high educational component. And the other thing is that it's going to perhaps give us an idea of where we may have emerging hotspots in Gustavus if we start getting illness. So I guess, do I push file to post this?
Just hit enter on the chat.
Okay. I hit enter, nothing happened.
Is it directly going to Karen? Can you see it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure what the hiccup is, but go ahead, Travis.
Hey, so I just, while this was going on, I decided to hop on the phone and call Tricia just to clarify what's going on in some of the other communities and what they can do and can't do for us. So number one, she told us that they won't enforce anything that we can't kind of talk about that we've been talking about right here, but they will display our information that we have. One thing that Huna and Angoon are doing is that if you buy a ticket to Seaplanes and you fly over there, they're meeting you at the plane and turning you around right there and putting you back on the plane and sending you back to wherever you're at. There's a case there of a lady that owns a home in Angoon that also owns a home in Juneau in Colorado. And she's trying to get home and she flew home just the other day and the town said, sorry, go back to Juneau. So they're not enforcing it by other than strong arming the people back on the plane. Like we've read about some drug issues in other communities in the past and villages and stuff like that too. So they're not gonna collect forms for us and do all of that stuff, but they will post the information for us. And but if we want to get the people like Huna or Angoon are doing, we have to basically physically stand there and tell them that they're not welcome into the community or in that those regards. So that's what Tricia just told me on the phone. I actually still have her on the phone. So I guess I'll kind of keep her on the phone if you have a question, or I'm trying to get her to log in. So it happened a little too fast.
Thanks, Travis. Is there any other council comment on Shelley's amendment to the resolution? Go ahead, Member Clark.
Could you hear what I just said?
No, sorry, I was a little delayed in unmuting you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay.
If Alaska Seaplane still has the mail contract, these mandatory declarations, is there any chance we could have those delivered with the mail delivery to a designated PO box at the post office? I think that'd be, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying,
it's not a bad idea, but I'm not sure, since it's a, I assume that it's a federal contract, how we would go about doing that, but it could be worth exploring unless somebody might be able to have more insight into that.
Well, it's an idea. If they could, if Seaplanes could, once the form arrives here or is filled out here, whichever, if they could cooperate and drop them off at the post office so they could be in one bunch and gathered, so we know who has arrived during this time of crisis.
Thanks, Joe. Go ahead, Susan.
I really think we don't need to overcomplicate this. If we just have a drop box in Seaplanes, then when the pilot gets off the plane, he can drop off the forms he collected from the people who got onto the plane. And if there's another pilot in town who's running charters, then we could just ask him to do the same thing, make sure he has the forms, and when he picks up people in Juneau, he has them fill it out. And when he gets here, he drops it off at the drop box in Seaplanes. I think the less we ask Seaplanes to do for us and just rely on ourselves to take care of this, the better off we're going to be. And just keep it simple.
Well, I'm going to see if they'll let me talk. Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead, Travis.
Sorry. Sorry, Susan. Just to reiterate, I have Tricia listening to this conversation on the phone, and she might even speak. I don't know if the speakerphone would work, but she said that Seaplanes cannot collect those forms. They will just display our flyers or something around their place. It's not their job to enforce and collect those type of things for us. So it would have to be people on our end of the runway having them sign a form that they're doing whatever and enforcing it on that side. So before I turn it over, I'm going to see if Tricia wants to add anything and if it comes through over the speakerphone or not. So, Tricia, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I would just recommend, I mean, these forms can be displayed in both locations, in Juneau and in Gustavus. And, you know, we can let people know that they're obligated to fill these out. And certainly there could be a drop box somewhere, whether it's at the post office or at the Seaplanes office. But the traveler needs to be responsible for doing that and turning that into whoever they need to turn it into or wherever they need to drop it off at, and not put that on the responsibility of the pilot or a CSA or, you know, or Seaplanes cannot be held responsible for these people. So they need to do that themselves.
Okay. Thanks for that, Travis and Tricia. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to comment that, yeah, I think it's best for us to have our own drop box there at Seaplanes. The post office won't put something in a box unless there is postage on it, which complicates it. So let's just pick them up. Somebody from the city can go by and pick them up on some regular basis, or maybe we schedule to have somebody there for every flight if we think that's necessary. That's something we can work out, though.
This is Cal. I don't know if I can. I can speak now, I hope. The first issue, I guess we're discussing the amendment, which is to have this form that's going to be filled out. It also applies to vessels. So, and then somebody also mentioned charters. So, if a private vessel comes in, we would have to make sure that form gets filled out as well. You know, we have this resolution that requires 14 days of self-quarantine. I mean, if we posted that requirement at these points of entry, I mean, that might be enough. I'm not, you know, I would think that would be enough. But this complication of the form, who's going to collect it, where it's going to be deposited, there's a vessel or a Seaplanes or a charter. And then again, and then we're going to have to designate somebody to go over there and pick them up. And then once we pick them up, what do we do with that information? Are we going to go by and check these people to make sure that they're there? Or, I mean, I'm hesitant about collecting a bunch of information just to have a form that's, and I'm not sure what we would do with it.
Thanks, Cal. Shelley, go ahead.
Okay, just to let Karen know, I've sent her an email with the text in it. I'm unable to communicate in the group chat with you and Karen, so but I did send her an email.
She's got it, thank you. And she sent you a response, she said. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Okay, I guess, sorry, I was on mute. Cal, the we're clearly going to have a few people slip through the cracks, and we can't necessarily enforce this. But I think the point is for people to fill out the form, then they're acknowledging this requirement. And I think it may improve the compliance, the voluntary compliance. But you're absolutely right that people will slip through the cracks and we can't enforce it and we may not actually be following up. However, if there was a case, somebody blatantly ignoring their responsibilities and we've got the form, we can certainly contact the troopers and ask them to address it. There does seem to be some provisions for the troopers to address. They may or may not do it, but if the form gets people to, a few more people to comply or be aware of it, then it was worth it. Thanks.
Okay, is there any more council comment on Shelley's amendment? Joe Clark, go ahead.
Their travel mandates down there. I know that, are you hearing me, by the way?
Yeah, we didn't hear the first little bit, so if you could start from the beginning, please.
Okay, I've spoken to a couple of friends on the police department down in Salt Lake City, and they are not exercising police powers, arrest powers, in a large city. I don't expect that we're going to be doing that here either. Most folks will be willing to cooperate with this if they have half a brain. So I think that we ought to have the entry form, that we should have a designated place where people can place that entry form. As far as enforcement goes, our hands are tied. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Susan, did you have something to add?
Yeah, just one last comment here and I'll stop. But it seems to me, for anybody who's not looking at that form right now, it asks people, what location are you going to self-isolate in? And even just asking people that question, whether it gets into a Dropbox or not, or whether it gets followed up in any way or not, just asking people that question, if they bother to even look at the form, much less fill it out, is going to be a major educational accomplishment in terms of letting people know that are coming into Gustavus that that's what the people of Gustavus want them to do. And we'll take it from there. So I think let's get on and see if we can have a...
Okay, thanks, Susan. I really appreciate this the thought that's going into this, I feel like any extra steps that we can take in this time of uncertainty are beneficial. And I do definitely agree with Cal's point and understand his worries about the sort of complications that could come from this. What do we do with the forms after they're done? But I do think that they're worth it. So is there any other council comment on Shelley's amendment? Okay, so Shelley's motion to amend agenda item 10B to add to section 4 will read as, any person traveling to Gustavus must complete a State of Alaska travel declaration form to the designated repository when arrival in Gustavus and comply with the requirements of Health Mandate 10. Are we ready for the question? I think so. Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Clark.
If you can hear me, I vote yes on that.
Thank you. Councilmember Owen.
I'm sorry, yes.
Mayor Cassapet.
No.
Vice Mayor Cannamore.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Councilmember Warner.
Yes.
Councilmember van der Zanden.
No.
Is there any other council comment on the main motion as amended? Okay, seeing no other council comment on the main motion as amended, Madam Clerk, may we get a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember van der Zanden.
Yes.
Councilmember Warner.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Cannamore.
Yes.
Mayor Cassapet.
Yes.
Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
Councilmember Clark.
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Okay, moving on to item 10C, CY 2014, a resolution for emergency management. This has been removed from the agenda by me. On to City Council comments and questions on non-agenda items. Okay, go ahead, Susan.
I think I need to wait to general comment.
Okay. Any council comments on non-agenda items? Go ahead, Mike.
I just want to congratulate Vice Mayor Cantamore and Clerk Karen Platt for running this so smoothly today. Great job, you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Here, here.
And I just did a high five. Thanks, you guys. Okay, is that all for council comment on non-agenda items? Okay, moving on to public comment for non-agenda items. Sorry, Travis, did you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I just really wanted to say thank you, Brittany, and to Tom and to Karen and everybody else that has been putting lots of hours in the last couple weeks when Cal decided to go off on vacation to Hawaii. Brittany got thrown under the bus with this whole pandemic and has gone through a huge learning experience and has really been doing great. And I just want to say thank you for that. And everybody else that's been helping out in this, it's a lot of hours and a lot of brand new stuff that we're all learning and trying to figure out how to work together, especially with the lack of communication and technology and trying to switch.
Thank you, Travis. I really appreciate that. Okay, any other public comment on non-agenda items? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to move for adjournment. Is there any further business from the council? Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, just one last thought I had when responding to Joe Clark earlier saying driving around, seeing people walking less than 6 feet apart. Maybe we should make some poster-sized signs that say, 6 feet apart, yay! And instead of in stopping and engaging and having a conversation with people, just hold up your sign, 6 feet apart, yay! And maybe the word will get out and to some of the folks who are a little more resistant to that idea. Just
okay, thanks, Susan. Okay, any other business from anybody? All right, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting. The time is 4:30. Thanks for hopping on, everybody. I really appreciate all your comments and hard work.